Bless you. Ooh, that was a good one. Last week I made references to David singing a song in the Psalms and I talked about how, a little bit about how the Psalms are really songs that he wrote. And how he's singing to the Lord in some of them. He's singing to us. He's singing to the people. But in so many, he's acknowledging to the Lord that when he had fear in his life, that he was putting his trust in him. And as I mentioned, all of the 150 Psalms are songs. The fact is that we have 85 additional songs in the Bible. At least 85. Some of them we might have songs, we don't realize that they were songs. But besides the Psalms, the 150 Psalms in the form of songs, we have at least another 85 songs in the Bible. The first song in the Bible is in our Torah portion this morning, and that is the Song of Moses. The last song in the Bible is from Revelation 15, and it said that it is the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb. And so we have in the very beginning, and in the towards the beginning with the Jewish people, and we have at the end of the Bible, we have these very important songs. And even in our Haftarah portion this morning, we have a song. And that's one of the reasons that the sages paired up the Haftarah portion from Judges with our portion from Exodus today. Because they are both song. We have song, not only the Song of Moses, but in the Haftarah portion from Judges 5, we have the Song of Deborah. Here's the thing. God really does love music, and God really does love singing. And God certainly loves when we're moving to music, when we're dancing. He loves these things. He created them for us. And so when Moses sang that first song, let's look at Exodus here. We're going to look at a couple of the verses. And we'll see singing and dancing. And then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, and the horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. And then we read a little bit later in verse 20 and 21, then Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, and the horse and its riders he has thrown into the sea. So we can only see, not only is this song being sung, but then Miriam picks up her tambourine, her timbrel, and she, along with the women, they start singing and they start dancing. And so this morning, I want to talk about, first of all, why singing and music matter so much to us. And then I want to go into a little bit into why biblically it matters so much to each and every one of us. First, we need to see, though, how God has created us to respond to music and singing and dancing. And I don't mean on a spiritual level. I want to look at how we respond and on a physical level. And because we see how we can respond in a physical, real level, then hopefully we can make that connection and understand how important it is and how we can respond on a spiritual level with God. So God has created us so that singing and music will actually even change our entire makeup on a physical level. They affect our physical and emotional makeup. They affect our brain. And because music and singing affect our brains, the rest of our bodies can be affected. Because we know that our brain is the major controller of everything in our body. And so we have seen that music and singing can make some unbelievable changes on a physical level in our entire makeup. We know that our immune systems can be strengthened with music and with singing. We know, and I know people that are stutterers, and I know that they have had earlier in their life, when they started singing, they discovered they didn't stutter anymore. There are famous stutterers today that are singers. And a lot of people don't even know that they were stutterers. But because of them singing, their stuttering stopped. Instantly, as soon as they started singing. We know that music and dancing can improve our gait and our balance. See, giving you these reasons, and I'm going to be showing you a few things in just a second with some video, giving you these reasons will hopefully make this connection when I then give a couple of these verses about from the Bible. So let's go back. Let's look at a few. I have just two videos. There are thousands and thousands of videos on YouTube that show music and singing therapy and how it improves people with different afflictions. I'm only using two this morning because of time. So let's look at the first one. That's the gait training. And yeah, if you can pop the lights off. No, that's the wrong video. It's the first two.
I post a video letting everybody know about this cool little study I came across. It's actually been out for quite a while, but I didn't know about it, so I wanted to, you know, let other therapists know. I've had great results with this guy. We're going to demonstrate walking with no music first, just to kind of show the gait pattern. He's got Parkinson's, and so usually, you know, he's got the typical kind of shuffling gait pattern and difficulty with smooth gait cadence. Then I'll show a video with the music, and you'll see the difference. Okay?
So you can see this is a pretty severe case of Parkinson's disease that we're looking at right here. And watch even when he tries to get over that little threshold, how hard it is for him to go from the flooring to the tile.
Gait training with music. Everybody's got cell phones. Everybody nowadays has music on their phone, so this is just kind of a really easy way to do it. So stand here for a minute. We'll get the rhythm. Once we feel it, then we'll take off.
I sort of wish it wasn't country music, but that's all we had, is it? Here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, now no Walker. But this is all the same day. We can stop that one, and let's just wait a second before we get to the second one. Now, look, we know that this is not evolution, people, because in the primordial soup of one-celled organisms, there was no music. We know that God created everything in 6 days. The second one is the neurological therapy, and this is a little bit shorter. This is a stroke patient, and he couldn't speak.
Try it again.
I made this up.
La 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 la. The darlings I know. I'm Peter. I'm Peter. I'm Peter. How are you? How are you? Hello, I'm Peter. How are you? I am good. Thank you. How are you? You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when it's my birthday.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You know, and you notice even when he started talking, he was sort of singing the words a little bit. Because this is how singing has such a profound effect on all of us. So it's no surprise that singing is not an option in the Bible. It is a commandment. God wants us to sing. He wants music. And for some people, he wants them to dance. Not everyone. But he certainly wants us to sing. Good or bad, terrible sounding or beautiful sounding, God wants us to sing. It's not an option. It is a commandment. So let's look at a couple of scriptures here. We'll start with Ephesians and Colossians. Don't get drunk with wine because it makes you lose control. Instead, keep on being filled with the Spirit. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to each other. Sing to the Lord and make music in your heart to Him. And Shaul writes in to the Colossians, let the word of the Messiah in all its richness live in you as you teach and counsel each other in all wisdom. And as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude to God in your heart. God wants us to do these things. He wants us to sing. And this is more than an invitation. He wants us to do these things for our good. For our good, he wants us to sing. Just like even on a physical level, these patients, It was for their good they went through the therapy. It was for their good and their improvement that they were singing and that they were moving around with music and dancing. God wants us to do these things for our good. Also notice, it says here, to sing to each other and to teach and counsel each other as you sing. So it's not just us singing to ourselves or singing to the God, to God, but as we hear each other sing, we can hear each other. We can hear the affirmations that we have to the Lord. We hear them. When we all sing together, we can sing people affirming things to the Lord. We can hear people confessing, because when we have, if we have songs that are from the scriptures, and you know, that's really one of the wonderful things I think about that we have in Messianic Judaism, that I would say the majority of our music is directly from scripture. And so when there are scriptures that deal with our confessing to God, confessing things to God, this wonderful thing is we benefit by hearing each other singing our confessions to the Lord. We can benefit by hearing each other testifying about our lives and about ourselves from the Lord. You know, I just realized that maybe, you know, those country songs, a lot of them are sort of testifying. They always, you know, you're always, they're always singing about how bad, you know, my dog left me and I did, you know, so you're, now you're testifying about all the bad things in your life and hopefully all the better things in your life. I don't know. I don't think so, but maybe not. But we can hear these things from each other. So the scriptures, this is why it says to sing the hymns and the spiritual songs to each other. We're certainly singing to the Lord, but in doing that, we all have this benefit to hear each other do it. Whether the person next to you is singing on key or off key, it doesn't matter. It's the idea that it is singing. It is music. It should be music to our hearts as it is music to God's heart, because he wants us to do these things. So we can be singing words that teach us or show us the true path to joy. If we listen to or read some of the scriptures here. So let's look at a couple of Psalms here. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever sing for joy, because you defend them. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will sing for joy. This is what the psalmist tells us, is that one of the paths to joy is singing. It is one way that our lives will bring more joy into our lives. So we have the Hebrew word ranan. Ranan is to sing, but it's a special kind of singing. It's a singing and a shout singing joy to the Lord. You know, we have it's the traditional song, Lechu Neranenan, Lechu Neranenan. It's, you know, to, it's translated as come let us sing for joy. We're going to play, actually, for the offering, we'll play another version, a newer version of that, but singing with music is a wonderful, great way to bring our hearts and bring our souls and bring our minds and bring our strength that we have in our body, to bring these things all together, to focus our entire being on God when we do that. It's not a matter of concentrating on how well we are singing, how we sound, how other people perceive necessarily how we're sounding. It's not the same as, you know, we're doing this on a professional level here. What we're doing is we're singing and we're letting all the parts of us, our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, letting everything become involved. Just as these people on a physical level, with the singing and the music, they were letting their entire being be improved. And so this is one of the things that I believe that should really happen to each and every one of us. It sort of grabs all of our attention to all of our senses, not just hearing the music or singing the music, but it sort of grabs all of our attention together and it can make us really more complete. And although some people look at the, you know, the book of Revelation, you know, I mentioned in the beginning how, you know, we have the song of Moses and the song of the land. You know, the reality is the book of Revelation, you know, a lot of people, you know, saying it's a dark book, it's a mysterious book, we don't really understand it, it's an apocalyptic book. The reality is in Revelation, there's a lot of singing going on in the book of Revelation. A lot, not just the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, but there's a lot of singing there. The angels are singing, the saints are singing, people are singing. There's a lot of singing going on in the Revelation, because here's the thing: eternity is reality, and eternity waits, and eternity is a reality for each and every one of us. We're going to be blessed to be among that great multitude, the Revelation tells us, from every tribe and every tongue. We're going to be part of that great multitude, and we're all going to be there, and we're going to be singing this wonderful song of the Lamb, and we don't really know what it is, quite what the entire song is, and it doesn't really matter if we know right now what it is or not. But the reality is that we're going to, even after we leave this earth, we're going to be singing. Singing is so important to God. You know, I love when everyone's singing in praise and worship. It's a wonderful thing. It does something special in here. It does something special with our relationship with God and with Yeshua and the Ruach, the Spirit of God. It does something special in here. It invites the Spirit of God to come and flow freely through the room. So I guess this is just sort of my encouragement message today, for us to really be free about it and feel free, and to understand again that if we know how these things can change us on a physical level, think how much more and how much more important it is for these things to improve our spiritual bodies, our spiritual selves. We can see the physical, and although we can't necessarily always see all the spiritual changes going on, we need to know that things are being changed in the spiritual world, because what we are doing here in the physical world and trying to make this connection together. So Shabbat Shalom for everyone today, and I hope this will be encouragement. And certainly no pressure on all of you, that I would hope that everyone's going to be doing a lot of singing from now on, but I hope that you really understand how really important it is, in not just in the physical, but in the spiritual world today. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for all of these wonderful things that you have, things seen and things unseen, that you have created. We praise you in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen.